Yesterday we saw three Perushim in Ravina. Hopefully today we'll see two more. And the important issues having to do with what is Ravina trying to do in addressing what seems to be a stira between two brises. The case of Beinus v'Ziburis, whether the Balchov will take Beinus like Nizakin, or will take v'Ziburis like Subas Isha, stira between two brises. We mentioned the first brisa as a way of asking Akasha on the Manda Amar b'Shalohin Shamin. That's what got us started. If the measure of what is considered an Edis, and so to Beinus, because the issues are linked, as we see in the Gemara, the measure is b'Shaloh. So the Gemara raises a question. Therefore, in the case of Beinus v'Ziburis, the Beinus, which is the Edis, should therefore make the Balchov lowered to have to take Ziburis. And how come the Brisa says that the Balchov takes Beinus? So the Gemara asks, right, Beinus should go Kiidis, the Idacha Balchov etzu Ziburis. So we had thus far three explanations. As far as reconciling this Brisa and why it says that the Balchov gets Beinus, we have two ways to go. Right, the way it worked out in terms of the Cheshbon with Rashi and so on with the three answers. The two answers that we have at this point, before Ravina comes on the scene, is either to concede the kasha, the premise of the kasha. In other words, obviously, if b'shalohin shamin, then there's no way to explain why the Balchov is getting the beinus. Balchov should get the ziburis. So we have to say, nechanami, b'shalohim hin shamin, at least this b'raisa holds b'shalohim hin shamin. Maybe that's the machokas between the other b'raisas, the other b'raisa holds otherwise. That's one of the possibilities. But as far as this b'raisa, you have to say b'shalohim hin shamin. That's one answer. If you want to defend the pshita b'shalohim shamin, so the only answer that we so far have before Ravina is to make the ukimta that the Gemara makes in the first answer, that it's talking about a case, shahay salo idus u'macharim, which means that this beinus at once, this beinus that's now idus, but earlier on at the time of the loan was actually beinus. Subsequent to that, the loves sold off the land which was better. And therefore, now at the time of the Guvaina, this Beinus is Edis. But since at one time this Beinus was nishtabed as Beinus, so therefore the Malva has the right to collect from it even later on, even though right now it's Edis. And therefore, really b'shalohin shamin, but the fact is, he can still get it because the Shibud was already Chal. This is what happens so far. What changes with Ravina, if anything, on this issue? So far, let's go through the three Perushim we had so far, and then we'll go beyond in terms of the Rambam and then Muki Yosef. So what does Ravina say? Ravina says, ostensibly, in terms of the Stiras of Rises, and that's what we have to figure out, if he's trying to give a new answer to the earlier issue as well or not. Ravina says, B'de'ula pligi. And he quotes the statement of Ula that Dvar Torah Balchov Ziburis, quoting the Pasuk in Sefer Dvarim, the Chutz Tamod, and so on, that the person is to bring out Es Avot HaChutzah, and it's normally going to bring what Ziburis. And that's the Rai that derives Balchov is only taught to Ziburis. Why you need a Pasuk we discussed yesterday, the Pashtus. After all, you need a pasuk for Meitav. So then, Mistam, if you don't have a pasuk of Meitav, Mistam, you naturally can give Ziburis. So obviously, there would have been a svara to say that Balchov is entitled to Edis without the pasuk. Whatever svara you'll say, maybe because of the word Kesef, maybe because Asalotova, the Ravid mentions, other svaras. But the pasuk is Machadeh, says Ula, that Balchov dino b'Ziburis. And the reason the Chachamim said Balchov b'Beinus, because of Nilas Delos. That the Balchov, that the Malva should not be deterred from landing, therefore they upgraded him to Beinus. Nope. That's Ula, that's the Takana, says Ravina, therefore, Mar Islay, and here are the two Gersos, Mar Islay, Takanta de Ula, Mar Leslay, Takanta de Ula, that's the Gersa Rashi and Tosfos. The Gersa Saravid, Mar Islay de Ula, Mar Leslay de Ula, what's happening here? So let's start with Rashi. Everything, the main thing is pshat, before any fancy lamdas, pshat, 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 right? Okay, how does Rashi learn? Who's going to tell me Rashi learns? Pshat and Rashi, what's the issue? Mar Yisri Takada De'ula, One person holds that. One Tana holds that.
Okay,
now be specific.
The Tana which says that you get the bareness says there is Tekana that you should get a bareness. Me, Din Torah, Ziboris, but you get a bareness. And the other ones, and the other Tana says, who says you get Ziboris because there was never any Tekana to get bareness.
Basically, the Machokas has to do with when the Tekana was made on behalf of the Balchov to upgrade him from the Din Dorais of Ziboris to a Din Bareness. That's what it comes down to. Basically, the first Tana goes into that Din of the Mishnah, which Ula explained. And explain that there's a takana that Chacham said to upgrade him to Bainus, and that's why he gets Bainus. The other Brisa, Bainus is Ziburis, he gets Ziburis, because that Brisa doesn't agree with the whole takana's Chachamim to upgrade a Balchov to Bainus. So in effect, he's not just arguing on Ula, he's arguing on the Mishnah. Ula is just simply teaching the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is what says that Balchov is Bainus, and this second Brisa disagrees. There was no takan of Nilas Delis. That's Rashi. Where does this leave us in terms of the issue of Bishalolim Shaman, Bishalolim Hinshaman? Rashi is silent. We have to fill in the blanks. So where does that leave us? The first Brisa says that he's going to get the Bainanus, but this Bainanus is Edis. That was how we asked the Kasha. So how does he get the Bainanus? He's not entitled. Good, there was a takana to get in Bainanus, but this is Edis. The takana was given Bainanus, not Edis. So how does Ravina relate to that? What's going to be the answer? So we have our two answers that we started with up until now. Either it's in Chinami, we're going to show that this Braisa was Bishalom and Shaman. We can see the Kasha, the premise of the Kasha. Bishalom and Shaman, he'd not be entitled to get what's now Edis. Or we can plug in the other answer, the first answer that the case is that the Haisa Lidus Machar. Okay, this is Rashi. Next, Tosis. So again, the Girsa would have to be, and that's what seems to be the Girsa, Isle Takanta de Ula. And the issue is whether there was a Takana made. Tosis doesn't want to go so far as Rashi. What bothers Tosis? Because to say that the second Raisa doesn't agree with the whole Mishnah of Balchov Bebeninus, so then why did he have to speak about a case of what? Of Danus Viziburis. He could have talked about a case of what? Of Edith, Bainus, Ziburis, and still said the Bachov is going to go to Ziburis. Now Rashi conceded the point. Rashi says, yeah, who had it? If you would have had Edith, the same thing. But Tosis didn't like that. Why speak about this case? So Tosis is going to say Pshat a little differently. Mar leske takanta de ula, meaning, again, the second Brisa, means to say we don't agree with the takanta de ula, meaning that we don't apply the takanta de ula in a case where there was just Bainus and Ziburis, where there was no Edis. Why not? So Tosis plugs in a little reason, because if there was no Edis, and apparently there was never any Edis, right? Tosis is not assuming any case being Hisawidus Machara, neither Brisa. The Brisas are identical except for this issue. Was it a takana made that the Balchov gets Bainus if all the person has and had is Bainus and Ziburis? That's the only differentiating factor. Which recognize, what does that mean in terms of the issue of Bishalol, Bishalolam? For the first Brisa, there's no option left of Edis and Machara, right? So for Tosis, you're going to have to say, as Rabbeinu Peretz makes clear in the beginning, you have to say that the first Brisa clearly holds what on the other issue? Holds Bishalolam. There's no option of Edis and Machara, because if you're going to say that, then you're going to have to make the Brisas parallel and then work on the distinction. But the only distinction is whether Takana was made if all you had been is Viziburis. And the issue in the second Brisa is why not give him the Bainus? Because lo tiknu b'chol b'bainus in a case where the Bainus is Edis. And is Edis meaning, and it was Edis at the time of the Halva too. There was never anything else. Why lo tiknu? Tosa says because of the svara that was mentioned in different contexts in the one who holds that Balchov b'deraisa is b'idis of Shimon, and they downgraded him because of the svara he shouldn't see the nice thing that the other person has and find the opportunistic and say I'll lend money in order to get it. Such a svara applies as Tosa's even over here. We're going to borrow that svara and use it over here, even though obviously Yesh Malkum Mechalek. Because they're talking about something that's objectively Edis. Here we're talking about something that's subjectively Edis. But the fact is, however you explain it, a person could be motivated by the desire to take what's the other person's best, even if it's not the best in the world. And therefore, we don't want to allow this person to get the Bainus which is the other person's Yidus. And therefore, the takana was not made in a case like this. The takana was only made if there'd be an Yidus on top of this bainness, that the person had something better. And that's what means leskei takanta de'ula. And the first brisa doesn't make that chiluk. This first brisa says takanta de'ula was applicable even in a case like this. Okay, so how is Tosfos different than Rashi? Number one, in terms of whether we totally dismiss Ula in all cases, according to the second Brisa, Rashi would dismiss him even in the case of Bainus, Idus Bainus Viziburis, means we totally disagree with the Mishnah and Hanazakin. Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos holds that we agree in the case with Idus Bainus Viziburis. It's only in the case of Bainus Viziburis that Leskei Takanta de'Ula. But what comes out of this is what? That Ravina is going to obviously be going according to which side of the Gemara's original question? Bishel Olam. One of the kashas of the Ravid was, then it comes that Ravina is against how we seem to hold halacha, which is Rav Nachman and Ksuvas Kofiud, that Bishel Olam Shaman, and we shall hold Rav Nachman, and yet Ravina is a basra.
Maybe for Tosos, he said, could maybe Tosos be Bishalo and Shalom if you went with the Nachum's pshat that Takana was just not Ziboris, and then there would be no problem if he's getting Idus, and it's still Bishalo?
He's getting Idus, but Tosos is not saying that he's getting it. You're trying to say something that we're going to soon see maybe with the Me'iri and the Rambam, but Tosos is not going there. We saw Rabbeinu Peretz makes clear from the beginning when he brings Tosos Pshat. Tosos doesn't spell it out, but Mesdamech al Derech the Rabbeinu Peretz. The issue is whether Ula's made a takana to upgrade him to Bainus or not. Tosos says why we didn't do it, according to the second Brisa. We didn't do it because of Shelo Yireh Sadinoyah V'yom Ekbot Belvenu. That's it. So obviously, if there's never any other field of Idus, so then what's our solution for the first Brisa? Only Bishal Olam Hinshan.
According to Rav, couldn't you have said then that you could have said that Tosos was maybe going to Bishal Olam, and that's the reason why you need to come to Ekbot Belven?
What are you saying? That what? Bishal Olam? What are you going to say, Bishal Olam? Bishal Olam? Then what's the first Brisa going
to
be?
It's talking about. Yeah, and it's Idus, but you're allowed to get Idus because the
Takana
was just not.
If he had Idus, then why would it be a problem at Bekuos Felvenu? It's not the best. It's only because it's his best.
No, the Bainus is the Idus.
No. If he had no other better than the Bainus, so then why is this first price to say he gets Bainus? It's Idus now.
Because if you go with
Nachum,
the Takana was just not to get Ziboris, but. There's no problem.
But Rashi explained, but there's no takana. Bikai Gavin, there's no takana. That's what Rashi said. That's what Idus Viziburis, he's going to get Ziburis. In a Chanami. That's where Rashi needed to add that. But Rashi did add that, and that seems to be clear. That, in other words, the takana was not made in Idus Viziburis. The takana was never said that he's not going to get Ziburis, so he'll get Idus. No, he's not. So there's no takana, so he's going to go back to the Doraisa.
You
can
say there was no takana because of Ekbot Velvenu.
Because of Ekbot Velvenu. What are you saying? Because of Ekbot Velvenu?
No, it's not. It's like,
okay. Look, you hear what he's saying? No? Let's be. You're saying maybe relevant for, I think, the Me'iri. But my Tosfos, I think, is to be clear. There is a piece, I didn't look at it carefully. I don't know, maybe you can look at it if you wish on Shabbos. And Arielei Malin, I saw in the piece he has in the Sefer, he's not convinced that in Tosfos you have to say that Bishal Olam Hinshan. Even though Rabbeinu Peretz says it, so I mean, I don't know why you have to assume that Tosfos is different, but Tosfos didn't say it. Tosfos didn't say it. So I think he has a mahalach. I don't want to say anything. I didn't read it. I guess that much I was able to see by glimpsing that he wanted to learn Tosfos to answer the rabbi's kasha, I guess, that Tosfos could still be working for Shulchan Shem, and I don't know what he says exactly. So again, there's room for Torah. There's always room for Torah, you know, but we're going to try to learn it as much as we can in a Karav Lipshat, and then could be this. There's other possibilities in the Chanami. But this is what we had in Tosfos. So at this point, in terms of resolving the first Brisa from the original Kasha that we posed, nothing has changed in Ravina on that issue. Right? All we have is the answer either Mishalolim and Shamin, so he gets Bainis, or that he had it either before or Machara. Comes the Ravid, now just I'm not going to go over every Nakuda, but the Ravid quoted Tosis Pshat with a Shinui. We discussed that yesterday, won't go over it, just to remind you just of that Nakuda. The Ravid quoted it without the Svavsh of Ekbot the Elvenu, and for obvious reasons, because that the Ravid doesn't hold as a good Svara in a case where it's not objectively Edis. And the Ravid just leaves it in terms of the fact that there was no Takana made if there's no Edis left for the Lova. And we tried to explain why that's relevant, that the Takana was only made when the Lova still retains Edis. So we tried to tie it into the earlier Gemara of Yukridul Kamei, and that was yesterday. Okay. But basically, the Ravid asked the three kashas that he does on the derech that you have the other Rishonim and Tosis mentioning. Comes the Ravid and says, Nupshat. And part of what's motivating is also the Girsa, that his Girsa was not Islei and Leslei Takanda de Ula, but Islei and Leslei Ula, de Ula, which is also what you find in the Lashon of the Rith. So the Ravid thought that the issue is not about Takanda de Ula at all, but it's rather what Ula is contributing. Aspect of his statement is how he framed what the Mishnah says and how he got there. The Mishnah states it in Bachol Bebeinis, but what does that mean? Are we upgrading him to Beinis from what would have been the Reis of Ziburis? Are we downgrading him to Beinis from what would have been Edis? So that's what Ula is on one side of the equation and Rav Shimon is the other. Ula's Chidush is, I mean, the Reis are based on the Xeris HaKosav that he quotes, Bachutz Tamod, that the Reis it's the Ziburis. And the Chachamim, because Nilas Delas gave him the din, the Schus and Beninus. The other Shita, the Loka Ula, Mandeleskeg de Ula, would mean some kind of a, something, I don't know. It's, no? Okay. So the window's open. Okay, it's okay. The other Manda Amar that argues in Ula of Shimon, he holds in the Doraisa Balchol Be'idis. Why Balchol Be'idis? Doesn't say in the Gemara. The Ravid puts in something on that. What does the Ravid say, Rabbo say? Kamalochesed. Interesting. Svara. That's a reason that we should say Midaraisa Be'idis. Yeah. The Chachamim brought him down to Beninis because of the Svara that Tosis very quoted here. Said the person shouldn't see Diranoia, Sadinoia, and say, I'm going to quickly, Chaparain, Ekbot Velbenu, Kdesha Ekbot Sabachovi. So they brought him down to Beninis. This issue now, whether we start with the din of Ziburis and we upgraded him, which is what Ula says, or would you start with the din of the Reis of Edis, we downgrade him, that's going to account for the two Reises, says the Ravid. We read it yesterday inside, we'll just speak it outside. What's the real Nekuda here that makes Ravina different in Ravid's Pshat vis-a-vis what we saw before is what Ravina is doing essentially is providing another possibility to resolve the first brisa, even if we are to hold what? Even if we are to hold what? B'shelo in Shaman. Thus far, we have two suggestions. B'shelo in Shaman, te'asa b'enis shelo ki'idis, b'idacha it's a ziburis. Either, okay, obviously that means b'shelo in Shaman, that's where he gets the b'enis, even though it's idis b'shelo, but we go b'shelo. Or he had another piece of land that he sold, and therefore it was already nishtabe beforehand. Comes Ravina and says, no, something more. The first braisa is the lo ka'ula. Now you have to know, mar isri de'ula, mar lesle, which way does it go? So according to the Ravid, mar isri de'ula is which braisa? Is the second braisa, that says he gets Zivuris. Mar lesle de'ula, that's the first braisa. Lesle de'ula means he goes like Rav Shimon. If he goes like Rav Shimon, that means the raisa should have gotten Edis. So what's the only reason why he only gets Beinus and not Edis? Because of the concern that he's going to want to prey on this person and get what is the best, Sadenoya, and so on, Ekpos Velvenu. Says the Ravid, where is that a concern? If that is Edis Bishal Olam, if that's something that's very hard to get, it's in high demand, it's hard to get, and therefore that's where a person might want to do this and have an easy way to get it, through this person, because it's not so easy otherwise to get it. Masha'enkin here, true, it has halachically the status of Edis because b'shelo hin shamin. But it doesn't have that aspect that would downgrade the balchol from Edis to Beinis. That svara of ekvos velveno doesn't apply here. Why? Because it's his Edis, but it's Beinis of the world. is bainus of the world, then what do you have to be worried about? If you want such a thing, you can easily get it on the market. Bainus is available. Edus is prime. That's not so easy. And therefore, it comes out, lemaisa, new answer to the kasha that we started with. If you hold, like Rav Shimon, that the Baal Chov should have gotten the deraisa edus, and he was downgraded to bainus because of the chshash ekvot velvenu, so that chshash is only a chshash on edus bishal olam. Yeah? But not edus of bishalo. So lemaisa, it is edus, but it won't succeed in being yidacha bal chovetz ziburis, because here we can keep it on the din d'oraisa. Now the Ravid had another line, which we have to know that has to be understood. The Ravid first says ukma adina, which means it stays with the din d'oraisa. It means that we masber that with Rav Nachum. It means there was no takana. Or you could say there was. They left him with the Edis. He shouldn't get the Ziburis. That's Ukma Dina. And then he adds, or he gets Dainis because, what does he say? Oh, no, he says it on the second one. No, second. On the second. Sorry. Scratch that. That's the second Bryce. We'll get to that. So the first Bryce is clear. The first Bryce is he gets the Dindo Raisa of Edis, because there's no reason he shouldn't, because Ekvos Lovena doesn't apply. Yeah, that was the main Nakuda in Ravina. He's taking a new suggestion, a new Mahalach, in answering the first Braisa. Within the second Braisa, that's already the Manda Amar that holds like Ula. So then he holds him in the Raisa B'Ziburis. So then we're going to end up having to say that he's going to get Ziburis. Why does he get Ziburis? Because Ukmua Adina. So what he's saying, that what the Ravid is essentially saying, is that we're not going. We say he's echoing Rashi. In other words, I think Ukma Dina, it's an echo of the top Rashi, that we're not going to apply the svara that the takana should say, well, don't give him ziburis. No, there was no takana in a case where you have alternative being either. So then they left it on the doraisa, and then he said another chat, that if you have a case v'shelo of Benis v'ziburis, so not only does the Benis have a din of an Edis, but the Ziburis ends up having a din of a Benis, so he ends up getting the Benis. Yeah, that's something that requires more Hesper. I concede, we don't really have much to work with here. The Ravid just takes that Ki'iwa, he's misupik on that Nekuda. He's misupik. I think Rabbi Yalei deals with this also in that shtickle there. But what exactly does that mean, that line of the Ravid, that maybe the Ben, the Ziburis becomes Beninus? But this is the basic mahalach of the Ravid, is a new answer to the kasha that started off the sugya. And again, Isri de'ula, Esri de'ula is about Ula versus Rav Shimon. Do we start with Benis? Do we start with Ziburis and go up? That's the second Braisa. That's Isri de'ula. And then you get Ziburis. Do we say we start with Edis de'oraisa, we go down, and then in this case we don't go down because there's no Ekvos Velvenu problem, and therefore he gets Benis? That's the first Braisa. Kiva? No. Now, yeah.
Just to clarify, I think I got a little confused in the Ravid. According to the Braisa that goes like Rav Shimon, we say it's an Edis, and then we downgrade it because of the Shavu'i quotes, or because...
Yeah, that's the Gemara I'm getting. Yeah, that's the first Braisa. In other words, the only reason that he shouldn't get his Edis is because of the chshash of Ekvos Velvenu. The Ekvos Velvenu is only a chshash on something which is Edis B'Shalola. Here you have an Edis B'Shalo. Generally, we go B'Shalo, but on an Edis B'Shalo, there's no reason not to give him the din Edis of a Doraisa. There's no reason to take that away from him and downgrade him. That's the right. Good?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah.
Okay, now we're ready to proceed. Now we're going to get to the Rambam, Muki Yosef. We can do either one first, or maybe do the Rambam first. The Rambam doesn't tell us how he went to Gemara, but we have major problems. When we start looking at a couple of Rambams together, something doesn't add up. It's not just the Rambam, Be'etzim, it's really the Riff as well. But let me read the Rambam first, just to see how does it pose a problem in the Rambam. How does the Rambam paskin on the issue of B'Shalo B'Shalo? It's also not partial. There's a Tumim that seems to think otherwise, but he'll ask on him. The Maisa, the Pashtus of the Rambam, the Lacha Mishnah took on that way, and he really raised the difficulty, and says something which Lechora is hard to accept. The Rambam, just looking in the Rambam in Perek Yotes, from the two halachas, maybe halacha Aleph and halacha Dalet, we see right away a problem. The Rambam's lashon halacha Aleph, kishyardim beizgim l'nilsi alove l'gvos l'gvu ela ben abeinis shepekar ka'osav, good. The din of balchob abeinis. The din Torah sheyigve balchob and aziburis. So who does he hold like? Aikula or not Aikula? Aikula, good. Yeah, so the Rambam says, min habeinis shebekar ka'osav, that's the lashon of Rambam. What is that mashma? B'shelo, 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 b'shelo. That's the diuk of the Lechem Mishnah here also. Milashin Rabbeinu Yeroed the Bididei Shaman, Bidikamin Abbeinu Shebekar Ka'osav. Again, there are achronim that want to say the Rambam holds Bishal Olam, but that's not the pashtus of the Lashin Rambam. Now, why is it difficult? Because in Halacha Dalid, now what would we expect in reading the Sugya now? The Rambam holds Bishalol, then what we want to say in the case of Benes Viziburis? So unless we start making Ukimtas here, so what should be the din? Balchov should get what? Should get Ziburis. Lo and behold, says the Rabbi Lacha Dalid, Hayo Benes V'Ziburis, Bilvad, Nesikin, U Balchov, the Benes, Kuzisha V'Ziburis. He passed his life price in number one. So the Gemara, so basically we can ask the Kasha and the Rambam that the Gemara asks in the price. Basically, Rambam, how can you say Balchov Benes? You owe b'shelo and shaman. Iyam b'shelo and shaman. To yaseh benis shelo ki idis vidach b'chol. It's a ziburis. No, what do we have in the Gemara? If you say b'shelo and shaman, so the akimta that was first said was ha'isolidis u'machara. Any mention of that in the Rambam? No. Okay. The Lechem Mishnah out of a dochek says, oh, so maybe we'll have to put that into the Rambam. Obviously not a simple suggestion. He has the problem. He picks up on it. He says, "Ulamata lachedalet kasav the din of nizikin b'chol b'beinis mashbet b'shel olam shamin di lavach yamai b'chol b'beinis kemi shoidis l'didei v'tzarach lomar shahaya lo idis machara and therefore has the gam l'didei hubeinis." He tries to work on ukimta, but that's not the big dochik. The Ran doesn't say a word about it. No, what was the solution that we so far had derived it? Had the rabbi defend the first brisa with Ravina, a new answer from Ravina that could explain the Shiloh and Shaman together with the brisa that says Bachov will get the Beinus. What did the rabbi say? That the first brisa is the Lo Ke'ula, like Rav Shimon. No, does it work for the Rambam? Our gates are closed, right? What are we going to do? We don't have the Ukimta of Haisalidus Machara. We don't have the suggestion of the rabbi to make it go like Rav Shimon, the Rambam holds like Ula.
According to who we just said, is it the Lechem Mishnah that says that the
Rambam's talking about a case of Ha'isolidus Machara in that case?
That's the only case that the Rambam brings where Dilvad is.
So you think even more of a dochik to say. Yeah, yeah. Not only is it not mentioned, it's mashmadafka, but not that way. Yeah. Okay, so the pashtus, again, these are assumptions. The pashtus is the Rambam's Bishalo and Shaman. From this Rambam, there are other indications. There's the Rav Nachman and Kuf Yud and Subis. Yeah, all right.
So, Rav Nachman says that what's the point of the
Well, we're going to get there. We're going to get to step by step. Step by step. Good. I know where you're going. Yeah, Ellie.
I think the Maggid Mishnah had a Girsa of the Rambam that says
he
doesn't have
Bilbao. Oh, and later Halacha. So then you're going to go with Yukimta, okay? These are all possibilities. Sometimes, look, I don't know. I think the Chassam Sefer is quoted as saying, Rov HaDocha Kimemes, you know? Sometimes it's a dochik, but dochik can also be true. Lo yada, okay, could be. It's always, you know, I don't know if it's rov, but, you know, it sometimes it's a dochik answer. Sometimes it could be the right answer. I'm not saying. But if you can do better, you know, if you can suggest otherwise, maybe it wasn't the dochik answer. The Rif paskins explicitly b'shalohin shaman. Ksuvis, he says, he paskins like Rav Nachman and Ksuvis, so that's Bishaloh and Shaman. Nachman and Ksuvis Kufyud. So again, the issue is the Braisa that he also quotes. The Rif quotes the Braisa, Benis Viziburis, the first Braisa. Bachov gets Benis. As far as the Gemara, the Rif has something to say here. And again, you have to know where, you know, the Gemara seems to be against the Rambam, right? And the Rif. But the Rif at least gives us something to work with. And this is the Pesach for what the Meiri is going to suggest here, new pshat. The Rif brings the answer of Ravina. And he brings the Amar Ula Dvar Torah Bachov Viziburis and so on. And then he says, after quoting the Memra Vula, Man the Amar Balchov Ksuvas Isha Viziburis Lesre de Ula. Mandam Bachov and Zikim Ibenis Isre de Ula. So he, at least he's lining it up like who? Which pshat so far that we had? How is he lining it up? That which price is like Ula, which price is not like Ula? The first Baisa is like Ula. So who, so which shot is that so far? That's Rashi and Tosis. The Raiva was the other way around. Yeah. But again, Tosis shot had to do it only over here, whatever. But that's, you know, unclear in the Rif that that's what he's going with. In Maisa, the Rif, Tosis says, within Tosis we took on that B'shalolam and Shaman, and the Rif holds like Rav Nachman, Ksuvis Kufyud, B'shalolam and Shaman. So like, somehow, if you're going to say he means Tosfos, it's not going to work with the Rif's Om Saka, B'shalolam and Shaman. If you want to read the Rif by itself here, you can say, oh, that's Tosfos. Okay, his Lashon is Les Yisrael, Les Le'ula. So you'll say, well, Tosfos was about Takanta De'ula. Okay, but that's not an earth-shattering diuk. I mean, you know, De'ula can mean Takanta De'ula. I mean, it's not per se a problem that he, if your Gora is, you know, the Ula, you know, okay, we said for Tosus even better, Tosus Gor is Takanta the Ula. Okay, but if you say the Ula, it could also mean Takanta the Ula. But the problem is that if you go with the approach of Tosus, then you're going to seem to be holding B'Shalolam in Shaman. The Rif is of the opinion of B'Shalolam in Shaman in Ksuvis. That was the Ran in Ksuvis there in the 13th parak that leaves us at Tzarchin on the Rif. So we have the Rif and the Rambam that we have to figure out what, how do you reconcile B'Shalolam in Shaman with the psak of the first Braisa, but what we now added with the Rif is to see that the reading of the Gemara of Ravina is that the first Braisa is Isrei De'ula, which is the opposite of the Ravid. The Ravid put the first Braisa on the side of Lesrei De'ula. So what could this mean, and how could it resolve the Ravid? Says the Meiri. This is what Arya began to say, but it's going to give it more of a tam, what Nachum says. But the Meiri first gives it, you know, just in terms of the pshat. What this is going to have in common with the Ravid, even though it's the opposite in terms of lining up the Brises with who holds like Ula, quote unquote, it's going to have in common with the Ravid that Ravina is offering a new solution to the original problem, and therefore, rather than the Gemara being a kasha on the Rambam, it's actually a riot to the Rambam. In other words, the Rambam had a mucker in the Gemara that you can hold b'shaloh and shaman, and still hold that the Balchov will get, by Benis Vesiburis, he'll get Benis. That's the outline, right? That's, the Rambam will have a new pshat in the Gemara in Ula, in Ravina, that he's coming to be Miyashiv, the first Bryce. So, what? How does it work? So, comes that interesting thing. The Meiri makes his own suggestion, shot in the first Bryce. So, then he goes to the second Bryce. So, here already we can maybe nitpick a little bit. I saw Nachas David in his own ways, Machav into this. Well, slight difference, but the basic suggestion that the Rambam understood the first Braisa, according to Ravina, Isri De'ula, as another answer to the Kash. And that's why the Rambam paskins B'Shalolam and Shaman, and still he gets Benz. What's the other answer to the Kash? As follows. What was our Kash? This Beninus that the Balchov is taking is really what? It's really Edis. Really Edis. Because B'Shalolam and Shaman. So how can he do that? He should be getting Ziburis now. The answer is, Isle Takanta de Ula. What was the Takanta of Ula? The Midaraisa of Ziburis, but what did they say? They said, Balchov gets what? Gets Bainness because of what? Because of what? Because of Nilas Delas. But the Gemara and Ravina is saying essentially is the following, that the same halacha that dictated that the Bachov gets Beinus because of Nilas Deles would also suggest and dictate that the Bachov should get the Edis of Bishalo, which is, by standards of the world, Beinus, based on Nilas Deles. That's what it means, Mar Isle De'ula. The first Brisa makes sense, even though Bishalo in Shaman. Granted, it has a din of Edis. But the same way the Chachamim said that he gets upgraded to Ziburis. Because of what? Because of the concern of Nilas Deles. So in the case over here, there's a concern of Nilas Deles that he's not going to get the Edis, which is Beinus of Bishalola. Even though we hold Bishalola in Shaman. I'm not yet saying Rav Nachum's twist. That's going to be an extra icing on the cake. But just the words for itself, okay? The idea that the Chachamim were metakin Beinus Mishim Nilas Deles, so by the same token, they would be metakin in a case where there was no better by the Love, or where the Edis was, Beinus of Bishal Olam, the case of here, Beinus of Ziburis, which becomes Edis by the Lover. But it's not really Edis. It's it by the Olam standards. That the Ilas Delas should get the Malva should be able to collect it as well because of the Ilas Delas. How does an Iri put it? Ugdoli ha-machabim ra'isi. Now, think about now what the second Brisa will mean now. This is already, we leave some room for possibilities. And the Iri goes one way. The second Brisa, les le du'ula. Lesley takanta de ula. Meaning, Lemaisa tzidis, you could say. Lemaisa tzidis, so he's not going to get it. Or maybe he goes like Rav Shimon. I don't know. That's what we've got a lot of things. Meiri goes as follows. Udor machab ra'isi shepasko beinus v'ziburis, dino shebacho v'beinus. Afo pi shepasko dvar tor v'ziburis. Nir she'em efarshim kan, demand the omam v'beinus kogavi isri de ula. The first bride sounds like ula. Kolomar Islay, what do you mean Islay? Gersa was Islay de Ula, but Islay the Kanta de Ula Shaicha af the Beinus Viziburis. Even though the Beinus became what? Bishalo. What did it become? Mm-hmm. Give me this. And yet the Takan applies even there. The Kama Beneyad, the Mainland Melish name in the Karka. A lot of people have only two grades of Karka, meaning Beinus Viziburis. And if he's not going to get Beinus in the case like this, Ika Nilas Delas. Now, what's the other side? So again, we could have thought a lot of things. We could say, no, afo pikeng, I said zidis, they weren't misakin. Miri says, mandam b'zibur es sabat takanta lo shaycha el ruba di alma. The takana was said by ruba di alma, the isru kul gavni da ara. Ava dreske el benes b'zibur es lo shaycha takanta, the musa di lo shchicha rov dobron takanta, kach niruli perusha. And this is not the masvir kruv shimin. Masvir lei te'ula, where they make a takana. Now, why do I want to add Rav Nachum here to make it more gishmak? Because of the following reason. According to the Svar of the Meiri, Bedasa Rambam, in what Ravina is saying, it comes out that the Takana of Ula, the Takana to give the Bachol Beinus, is not just a Dintikin Beinus. It also is a Takana to give Midas in a case like this. So the Takana has two tiers to it. There's a Takana of Bachol Beinus, but there's a takana of Nilas Deles, a parallel takana of Nilas Deles to give him Edis if the Edis is the Beinus of the world. Strange, no? I mean, so was takana was Beinus, takana was Beinus. But here it's an Edis that has Nilas Deles. If we say Rav Nachum, Nachum actually says this in the Sefer, oh, maybe it's not Pshat, it's a new takana that also applies to Edis. What was the takana? When we said Bachol Beinus Nilas Deles, what really was what's the engine behind that takana? How do you frame that takana? Not to give him Ziburis. Not to give him Ziburis. The Ranachim built it out of the Rashi. The Rashi talked about Edis v'Ziburis, he's going to get Ziburis. So Rashi says, why is he getting Ziburis? Because B'kahai Gavna, they were not metakin. Why does Rashi have to say that? Rashi should say, simply, the takana was to give him Beinus, and he can't claim more than that. Therefore, he's going to have to go to Ziburis. Why did Rashi have to say, oh, because I gave no low tikna when there was Edis? Because he's not entitled to Be'edus. The answer is because the takana is not pshat given Be'edus. The takana was not to give him Ziburis. So to the extent that that was a takana, so maybe in the case of Edus Ziburis, we should give him what? Give him Edus. So that's bothering Rashi. So Rashi says no. But if he has Edus and Ziburis, so then the takana wasn't said. Ki'ilu that and Rashi says it in the on the Rif, there's no Nilas Delis. Ki'ilu the Malva understands that, oh, to give me Edus, that's already asking too much. I'm not going to be deterred from wedding because I'm not getting the Edus. So therefore, there's no Nilas Delis here. So therefore, the takana didn't apply. Therefore, you get Ziburis. Says Rav Nachum, says, according to the Meiri, beautiful. In a case where it's not Edus for Ziburis, it's a case of Danus for Ziburis. But it's Edus by the standards of Bishalo. But by the standards of Bishalo, what is it? It's really Baininess. So to the extent that he's not going to get that Baininess of Bishalolam, which is Edus Bishalol, there is a Nilas Delis. So the Takana was, don't give him Ziburis. So that's exactly Isrei De'ula. Isrei De'ula means that the Takana applied on a case of an Edus Bishalol that's Baininess Bishalolam. Again, what's the other side? So here, the Meiri says, they only made the Takana when he had all three. We could start playing with the second side. We could say that they said, Afa Pekin, Lamaisa, it's Edus. Maybe you want to say the other side of Rav Nachum, maybe the other Braisa holds that Takana was to give him Baininess, the Etzem, not to give him Ziburis. You could suggest a lot of things. The Meiri says it his way. But the Nekuda that makes the Rambam unique, and again, how he differ it from the other Pirushim, like the Ravid, Ravina is coming with a new solution to the Kasha. But it's the opposite direction. It's not Ula versus Rav Shimon. It's not that the first Bais says Leslie de Ula, but like Rav Shimon. If the first Bais says Isle Takana de Ula, meaning that the Takana specifically allows him to get an Edis Bishalo that's been a special Olam because Nilas Delis would exist otherwise. And it's not a new Takana, it's the same Takana, not to give him Ziburis. But not to give him Ziburis. If the alternative is Edus Bishal Olam, there was never such a Takana, because he'll understand very well that he's not going to expect to get Edus Bishal Olam. But if it's a Ziburis and an Edus Bishalo, which is a Edus Bishal Olam, if he doesn't get that, he will be deterred. Therefore, there is a Nilas Delis. Therefore, that goes into the same Takana. That's Isle De'ula. It's part of the same Takana. Questions? Yeah.
Don't know. Yesterday we said that the Takana of Nilas Delis is that the Baal is going to say, you have an Edus Bishal Ziburis. So I'm not going to ask for the Edus, but give it Baininess. So how do we understand?
Well, according to this pshat in the Rambam, in Ravina, it's going to come out that if the Baal Chov is not going to come away with getting the Edus of the Lova, which is Baininess of the world, and he'll have to settle for the Ziburis, and not the alternative, which is Baininess of the world, but Edus of the Nizik, that will have Nilas Delis. If the alternative to the Ziburis would be an Edus, which is Edus of the world, then he can understand it. He understands psychologically, I can't listen, that's too much for me to expect. Therefore, he'll be okay with his comfort. He might not be jumping for joy, but it won't be a Nilas Delis problem if he takes the Ziburis. But if he doesn't get the Edus of the Nizik, which is only a Baininess of the world, even that you won't give me, that's Nilas Delis. That's Isrei De'ula. Yeah, you're from before?
Yes, sir. Maybe I got the shittas confused, but so we have the Takana Nilas Delis over here that's coming into play. Why don't we also bring in the Takana of Ekbot Valvenu to downgrade him?
Ekbot Valvenu is within Rav Shimon. And so the easy answer is that maybe like the rabbi thought, Ekbot Valvenu doesn't make sense on something which is not Edus in the world. I mean, that's the rabbi right away took that and he put it into his own pshat, the rabbi, that there's no Ekbot Valvenu if it's not Edus Bishalola. So that's obvious. That's why Tosus was difficult. Tosus brought in Ekbot Valvenu vis-a-vis an Edus of the Lova. So we don't have to accept that premise. So that's simply not relevant here for that reason. It's only if it's going to be something which is desirable by the standards of the world. So that doesn't play a role. So Elamai, does the Takana embrace giving him Edus, halachically speaking, which is Baininess of the world, because the alternative would be a Nilas Delis that he wouldn't want to let. According to the Meiri suggested, that's what Ravina's come to Mechadish. Mar Isrei De'ula and Mar Leslei De'ula, again, you could play a lot of different ways, but Meiri says, no, they only made the Takana in this case our Shchiach. We timed it maybe other ways for the second Braisa, Leslei De'ula, but Lamaisa Isrei De'ula, the Takana was made even on an Edus Edith, which is a Beinus B'Shalolam, because of Nilas Delis. Rav Nachum adds, because the Takana was inherently not to give Ziburis. That's why Rashi needed to say by an Edith of the Ziburis case, where it's for sure Edith of the Olam too, whatever, that it's Pshat, he gets the Ziburis because there was never a Takana made there. Rashi on the Rif adds, because there's no Nilas Delis here, because he understands I'm not going to expect that kind of Edith, so I have to settle for Ziburis. But if I'm not going to get the Edith of the Nizik, which is B'Shalolam Beinus, that's a Nilas Delis. That's the Gemara's point of Isri de Ula, that's Ravina's answer. So comes that new answer to the original question. Yeah?
Does it matter that it sounded like in the Mi'iri that the Takana, we were worried about the guy whose land, he only has, sometimes he's only had two types of lands. Washington came over saying further with Nachum is that we don't want the guy who gives out the loans to get Ziboris.
Yeah.
That's
I'm just we're adding it to the Miri, because otherwise it's kind of strange that the Takana can sometimes express itself in terms of Venus and sometimes in terms of Edith.
You want to say that Neos Delos is talking about one, it's trying to solve one problem.
Not to give Ziburis, right?
That has nothing to do with the guy who has two languages.
No, but that's just because he wants to say why would the Takana not be said over here? I mean, in other words, it sounds like Miri is saying it's such a good svara what you're saying, that we should be metake not to give him the Ziburis, even a case like this, because he would be very unhappy getting the Ziburis over the Beinus of the Olam. So the only answer would be, leske the Ula, because they didn't mix in, because in cases of Losh Chiyach, they didn't mix in. In cases of Losh Chiyach, they didn't change the Doraisa. That's how the Miri was the second Raisa. It's a milsa Losh Chiyach to have just Beinus and Ziburis, and therefore they left, they didn't intervene. They didn't change the Din Doraisa. Therefore, the pasuk says midaraisa b'ziburis. The chachamim upgraded him. The first shita says the same way they upgrade him to beinus, they upgrade him to a beinus b'shalolam. That's edus b'shalol. And in a case like this, it could happen like this. He has beinus b'ziburis, and you can't shortchange the malva. And the other side will say you're right in svara. Maybe would say you're right in svara, but it's a loshiach case, so it's okay. We don't have to worry about loshiach cases.
So the chachamim came. The pasuk is leaning towards you want to protect. Guy
that's right. That's right. That's right.
Say, well, the pasuk is now going to hurt somebody else.
Well, the Torah's agenda is not to protect anyone. It's just the din. The din is b'chol b'ziburis. It's not protecting. It's the din. The chachamim are going to protect the malva, protect the lov, if anything, that he shouldn't have people not refusing to lend him. So we want the tovas ha'olam that people should lend. So they were talking that the malva should get better. Yeah, Shmuel.
I was going to say, isn't it just one big Takana of don't do Ne'ilas Delis, and again, within the Me'iri or of Nachum, it's all one case, two cases, don't do Ne'ilas
Delis. But it's not Takana, it's not don't do Ne'ilas Delis. Takana has to take it beyond. That's just the Svara. What were they Metakin? See, Metakin to give him Beinus? Oh, but sometimes Edus. Or they were Takin not to give him Ziburis.
The actual mice of what happened.
Right, that they killed it, right. That the lova does not have a schus. They took away the schus. You could maybe say like this, but Nachma even say such a lashon. They took away the schus of the lova to give him ziburis. It's a schus. The Torah gives him the schus to give ziburis, and they took it away. One more pshat, Rabosai. The Muki Yosef. Now we'll see what he does to the sugya. All right. Latachazov Shabbos. No, 5 pshatim in Ravina. Okay. Yeah, it's a longer day, of course. Okay. Longer Friday, too. Longer Erev Shabbos, too. Okay, what does the Muki Yosef say? Kasav Harama. Okay, the Gemara says, Mar Yisrei, the Ula. Now, we're going to go back to the idea of, again, there's a lot of things between the Perushim that they have in common and things that are, you know, that are different, and it's like, it's a totally different vision, each pshat. The issue of Yisrei and Yisrei the Ula is going to have to do with Rav Shimon versus Ula. That's reminiscent of the Ravid. But it's an entirely different agenda here that we're trying to solve. According to Muki Yosef, you want to do inside?
Yes.
You want to do outside first or inside and then outside?
Outside first.
Yeah? Yeah, outside first? Okay, outside first, then inside. Okay, so you hear the outline of what's going on. Good. It's a democratic process here. Okay. Good. We're not there. It's okay. We can be a little bit more spirited. Okay. So what is the Muki Yosef doing here to the sugya, according to Ravina? What is Ravina doing? either until now we were saying just dealing with the brises, right? We're not trying to, you know, in any way relate to the issue of b'shalom b'shalolam. That was Rashi, that was Tosus. For the Ravid, we're coming to defend b'shalom even with the first brise. A new suggestion for the first brise of b'shalom. For the Meiri with Rambam, similar, right? We're trying to work out the first brise in a new way, even b'shalom. So it's coming to the heart of the sugya from the beginning. Muki Yosef is sort of in the middle in this part. In other words, what he's bringing in here of Ula, Iskri de Ula, Leskri de Ula, we'll see how it plays out, is to preserve the first Braisa, to make it consistent with B'Shalom, but he needs to add a caveat in order that the teretz that we so far working with should hold. What's the only teretz on the books right now for the first Braisa, Taho B'Shalom in Shamin? Ha'isol Yidu Sumachar. That's a little more tenuous. Why is it tenuous? Because you're telling me that having had the time earlier, the time of the halva, that it was then beininess, is enough that beininess remains meshubad, even though it turned later to edus at the time of the collection became edus. Because the shalom and shaman. To say that, there's a counter svara. Wait a second. At the time of the guvaina, it's edus. So why are we following the shas ha-shibud? It's time the halva and say it was locked in to be bainus, and therefore he collects even later. Maybe we say bainus, but chobe bainus should be a function of the time of the collection. That issue is going to be plugging in to Ula versus Rav Shimon, to whether midoraisa dino beidus downgraded to bainus because of ekbos valvenu, or midoraisa dino beziburis. And it was upgraded to be bainus because of Nilas Delas. How so? Now, ready for insight? Okay, but that's where we're going. Now we're to explain it. Okay, let's see. Kasaf haramaza. De mistavra. De ravina muki luhu letarvayu. Both brises. Kishahayu lo idis. Kishalava. Veachakach mechara. In other words, Ravina is not wiping his slate clean and erasing the Ukimta of Idis and Machara and still trying to work out the first Bryce in a different way. That was what we saw in the Ravid's Pshat, in the Rambam's Pshat, in the Iri. Or he's not just stam addressing the Stephen and Bryce in a new way like Rashi and Tosis would have it. He's trying to work within that terrace, Idis and Machara, but bringing in another factor. Uman de Tana b'cho b'beinis, Bryson number one, Azil basa shibuda de meikara. So he's following the fact that there was at that point a shibud on this beinis, which then was beinis, because he had edis at the time. Umeikara, then a beginning, mikame de machara le'edis, right, before he sold the edis, so gabi di de beinis habi. So relative to the lov, it was beinis. Afagav the hashta basa de machra kamrei habeinus edus. Even though now after the sale, the beinus now is now defined as edus. It's his best. So that's the first brisa that we follow. The fact that b'shas hashibud meikara it was beinus. Uman da amar beziburis. This is brisa number two. Azlo basa guvaina. He says the definition of beinus is going to follow the time that you're coming to collect. At that time, it's beinus or edus. Then it's Edis at that point. The came to be Idan Guvaino Gabi Dide, Idis have Idisu Lo Gavimin. So that issue of whether we will follow the Shasa Guvaina, will follow the time of the original Shibud, Ube Mai Kamiflagi be the Ur Kamiflagi. Now here it gets interesting. Man de Ozio Basa Shibuda de Meikara, the one, the Brysa number one that follows the original Shibud. Lesrei de Ula. Okay, in terms of peering, this is just more just a shell of the Cheshbon. So this is similar to which Pshat so far. The first Bryce is Lesrei de Ula. This is like the Ravid in that sense, that the first Bryce is Lesrei de Ula, right? The Meiri had it the other way, and Rashi and Tosis had the other way. So Lesrei de Ula, the first Bryce that says, I'm going to consider the fact that it was at the time, it was Meshubad as Bainus, and that's why you can still get it, even though later turned into Edis. That's Lesrei de Ula. He doesn't agree with Ula that Dvar Torah b'ziburis. D'amar Dvar Torah b'chol b'ziburis. Rather, what does he hold? Ela midoraisa dino b'idis. He goes with the shita of Rav Shimon. Okay, this is like derived in terms of that Ula versus Rav Shimon. This, the Ratan Mugi is working with that. V'rabbanu d'tikon d'lo lid v'yel mibeinis. So the Chachamim downgrade him to beinis b'shem chashadek b'tvel venu. So now, if that's what's going on, now I understand why he gets to keep, he gets to get the bainness that used to be bainness. Why? So look how he puts it. Now, one could have said about Batashisvar, but that's not what he's going to say. Could say, well, does Ekbot Fel Venu apply over here? Think about it. At the time of the loan, it was not the best. It was Yadidus. So you could say simply, so Ekbot Fel Venu doesn't apply. That's not what he says, though. That's a nice Svara by itself. But that's not what he says. Look what he says. Look carefully at the lashon. The kevan de meikara kodem shemachar ha'idus mishtabed le'habeninus. Since before he sold the idus, the beninus was mishubed. Su lo paka shibuda mine. The shibud would not get lifted from it. The takana to downgrade him from idus to beninus will not go so far as to take away the shibud that he already got. And therefore, to the extent that now it's idis, but if I were to use the takana now, what would that mean in effect? What would I be doing? Because now it's idis. That would mean that the takana of downgrading would even incorporate doing what? Taking away the idis that he was zoche in already, when it was beinus. He was zoche in this idis when it was beinus. But Lamaisa Midrash is entitled to Edith. So at kedei kach, the takana would not do it. The takana of Ekbot Fel Venu. Not because practically Balabatish the Ekbot Fel Venu doesn't apply. He's not saying it that way. He's saying that the takana of Ekbot Fel Venu is not going to go so far as to remove the shibud from the Edith, which already took was locked in when by virtue of its being bainis at that point. That's why the first Baisa can hold that he'll collect the bainis. Even though now it's Edis. Because if we hold that midoraisa dino be Edis, so what would that mean? It means that we had to remove the shibud from the beininus, from the Edis. Ad kedekach, when it was ready, when it's already chal the shibud, that the takana wouldn't do. What's the other side? Uman da amar balchob ziburis, the other braisa. The azel basar guvaina. So then we say, look, right now, what is it? Beininus or Edis? What is it now? It's Edis. So then, Yisrei de Ula. They're starting from the other side. They're holding like Ula. De Omar Dvar Torah Balchol Beziburis. Rabbanan Tiknu Beinis Mishim Nilas Delis. Okay, so this Takana is going to say that you're going to earn something more. We're going to upgrade you. You really should get Ziburis Midaraisa, but we're going to allow you to get Beinis. No, that Beinis is a function of what? Of what was, what is at the time of the Gavaina. V'chit Kine Rabbanan. This Takana to award you. Not to take away from Edis, but to award you Beninus. Hecha da havi Beninus. Get babi, Edin guvayna. Abu hashta da chazal Edis. Lo tika. So the issue has to do with what is the nature of the takana? Is the takana to take away Edis to Beninus? Or is it to award you Beninus from what would have otherwise been Ziburis? If it's the latter, if it has to do with awarding you Beninus from what would have been Ziburis, then the measure is going to have to be defined by what? Do you have to? Did you earn your vainness or not? Did you earn your right to vainness? So what's going to be the defining moment when you're coming to collect? Is it vainness? Is it not? If it's not vainness, it once was. So what? So then the svar of Parashtabid is not going to hold because then it has to be vainness b'shaskuvayim. That's the second brisa. That's the brisa of Yisrei de Ula. The first brisa that holds that you're going to get the Beninus, which turned into Edis, because of Haisal Edis and Machara. Again, we're working within that answer. Because Kfar Shtabigle, why does the fact that it was once Beninus going to be relevant for now, now it's Edis? The answer is because the Takana was to take away the Schus of Edis and give you Beninus. That, in a case where that Edis that we want to take away, you already earned it. It's not that we're not giving you Edis. we would be taking it away from you. That way we wouldn't do. Since this, you got your foot in the door in this Edus. Now it's Edus, Gevein. But you already had it because it was Bainus at the time. So the Takana would be doing what in effect? Would be taking away the Edus. What's so terrible? Midaraisi of Edus. Oh my, we took it away because Ek was Velven. Yeah, he could say, we're not going to give it to you because Ek is Velven. But who says we're going to take away the Schus? By the other side, if it's Ula, we're not taking away the Schus of Edus. You have to earn the Schus of Bainus. Did you earn it? It's not Bainus now. So Shas Kovain is what's Kovea? The fact that once upon a time with Edus means you earned it. Never. You never gave it. You have to get the schus of, you have to get the schus of Bainus. It's not Bainus. Shas Kovain, it's Edus. But if midoraisa you had a schus of Edus. So then, and since there was already the time that it was already Bainus at the time. So then the takana would not take away what you already was zocha, so to speak, with the shibud of before. So the answer that we had of Haisa Yisra Machara is only going to work, says Ravina, if I hold the Loka Ula, if I hold the Akrav Shimon. And that's why the first Bryce accepts that Halacha Haisa Yisra Machara, because it goes to Loka Ula. Second Bryce holds like Ula, therefore the Teretz doesn't hold anymore. Therefore both Bryces are Yisra Machara, the Machokis is, but the Ula can be Ula versus Rav Shimon. Like the Ravid, the Ula can be is Ula versus Rav Shimon. But the lineup is totally different. For the Ravid, the first Brisa is like, for the Ravid, the first Brisa is, no, the lineup is also the same, but the Cheshbon is different. For the Ravid, it's a new Teretz B'Shalo and Shaman. For the Muki Yosef, it's B'Shalo and Shaman with the Ukimta of Haisa Leidus and Machara. And then you could plug in Rav Shimon, and then the Teretz works. Second Brisa is Ke'ula, and then you don't have the Teretz of Haisa Machara anymore because Bishas Kuvaina, it's Edis. Kiva, patiently waiting. Yes. What doesn't sit well with you? You hear what he's doing?
Yeah.
No? You have to think about over Shabbos. Yeah? Okay, good. Questions? Yes. Yes.
Why can't, according to Ula, who says, within the Raisa, it's supposed to be Zidoris, and then they're going to bump you up to the Bainanus, why can't you earn your right to the Bainanus?
You can't earn the Bainanus right. That's what he's saying. That's an interesting thing. Now, he's saying, because he says, Shasa Shibud, came and went. He's saying that's not an automatic thing. The fact that there was a moment in time that it was Nishtabed, he's basically playing down that svar. That's not a compelling a svar that you should automatically be able to lock in with that. It's only a svar insofar as that it won't be taken away from you. If that edus anyway is midoraisa, you're right. That's the nekuda here. There could be more here. There's other Gemaras that seem to suggest that they ask a kasha of another Gemaras that see that the Shiva doesn't remain. So it could be, according to Muki Yosef, that's Bitsir of Shimon, that's where the Shiva remains. But without that, if you just with Ula, then come and go. Yeah, you had it, but now you don't have it. Shasa Guvain is Koveya. Remember, Yair, in the beginning of the Sug, you asked me about that. Why is it about what about the Shasa Guvain? According to Muki Yosef, that's what comes out of it. That Teretz, Yisra Machara, is going to depend now on. If we're starting with the Din Edus Midoraisa, then I accept the Teretz. If I start with Ula, then the Teretz no longer holds. So it comes out, notice what's happening in Ravina, it's taking the Teretz that was on the table and limiting it further. This Ramah has interesting implications. Let's maybe just a few minutes, because now I ask you, how should we hold the Halach? Like Ula, not like Ula. So what do we see the Rambam? Like Ula. That seems to be what many paskin. There's another Ramah, but before we do it, just let's look at a Tosfos. I won't get to the Ramban today, but this is a major kasha that the Tosfos asked and the Rishonim asked. Let's go back into the Gemara. There's two little Tosfos in here, but the second one is what we want. Let's just read both. Ma darko shel adam lahotzi pachas shebekelim. That's the drush of Ula. What does a person bring out? Pachas shebekelim. Afagav the Shliach Beis Din Hayamotzi. Who's bringing it out? It's the Shliach Beis Din, not the person. So why are you assuming that it's the person doing it? Ma darko shel adam lahotzi. I would give you the worst of what I have in the Talmud. So the answer is Hayamotzi el ma shehalov enosin lo. Knows he's going in on behalf of Beis Din to collect for the Balveh, but the Lovah is the one who hands over what he's going to hand over. So he surrenders what he would normally want to part with least, and therefore that's what the Shlech Beis Din is going to bring out. Okay, that's the one thing. Lahotzi brachos to bekelim, fractose is a famous kasha, a bomb kasha. What does this mean? This is a raya that what? That you pay ziburis. Ziburis is in land. What are we talking about here? Metaltelin. Why do we see an omer earlier in the Gemara? That kol mili by metaltelin, kol mimetavu. If you can buy it, you can sell it somewhere else, you can convert it to kesef. Fractosis the emtoma, filu pachas tibakele, metavu, kida omer le'il, kol mili metavu. This is everybody's kasha. The Ramban, the Anabava Basra, the Meiri here, many Rishonim ask this kasha. Yeshuomar, kishemotzi kelim, darko hotzi agarua. When he's taking out kelim, he brings the worst of the kelim. Kishemotzi karka, nami darko hotzi ziburis. No, it's like a parallel. We're just using the pasuk as a muscle. In other words, to the extent that the Torah is talking about pachas tibakele, technically that's netav. But if there would be equivalent of paying with karka, no, so it would be ziburis. So it's enough to bring out the yisod that ziburis by karka. By kelim, by say it is netav. But it's just that the norm would be to give whatever you pay with. Here it's kelim, here it's metaltelin. Were it to be karka, it would be the same idea. The Torah is therefore hinting to us that you don't have to pay metav. You can pay ziburis. Other Rishonim say it's like a main inyan. If it's not discussing this, it could be karka. Okay, this is Tosas Teretz. Tosas concludes. V'nir da'lachak b'shalo hinshamin da'lachak yisri rav nachim b'ksumas daf kufyud. Tosas says it because his sugya is over. Tosus perhaps also says it, knowing the Ravid's kasha on him, that the way I learned Ravina just before, it sounds like Ravina holds b'shel olam, don't get too concerned. L'maisa we hold like Rav Nachman. Comes the Ramah and says, because of this kasha, the next part of the Muki Yosef, v'ilchasa ki Ravina, v'aliba deman de'azo basa shibudid meikar. U'kidamar. Notice, what did the Muki Yosef say in Ravina? Now you have to know whether we have a good teretz for the first brisa. What's hanging in the balance now, according to Muki Yosef? Beinus v'ziburis. If you hold b'shelo hein shamin, how can we justify the first brisa only with the teretz of ha'isalidus v'machara? But now the Muki Yosef made another hoop for us to go through. Not enough. What else do you need to say? That what? That we hold the lo ka'ula. Is that true? Muki Yosef says, yes, we argue on ula, the halach. That's this next piece. The hilchasa kirevina. Okay. The aliba demanda azil basa shibuda de meikar ukedamara. But to say that, we're also saying that we don't accept ula, or the lo ka'ula. Now, why do we dismiss ula? Ula sounds great, doesn't it? Drasha and the Pasuk? Yeah, but there's a problem with that drasha. Because how do Ula get Ziburis from that Pasuk? Because a person takes out Pachas Tibakelim. Pachas Tibakelim is what? It's Meitav. If we hold like those Amoraim on the Amid before, then the very same Pasuk that Ula used to prove that Midoraisa Balchodim Ziburis is actually a proof in the opposite direction, the lokul. Because those Amoraim are clearly on a different plane. They hold kol mili meitavu. So v'haraya, the pasuk, becomes a raya like Rav Shimon. That's the Rama. He paskins here for the lokul. That's what he says. The time of the ula, mishim dechsiv, mishim dechashiv ziburis, pachas tibakelim. But we have Amoraim that disagree with that. Which Amoraim? Those that Tosas quoted. V'rapapa v'nevashua pligyalei. Because what do they hold? Usfiro lu da filu gabin ezikin shadinan beidus midoraisa kol mili diavle mimetalteli va filu suben ikri metav. Nezikin is beidus midoraisa, and whatever you give of metaltelin is a kiyum of metav, even suben. That's the answer we had earlier to the stiras hapsukim. And if that's true by a nezikin, you can give suben for your paying your tashumi nezek, it's a koshkin that you can give subin to pay for your chov. The koshkin gabi bal chov. The adaraba iko lemelach mina, from the same pasuk that you Ula quoted to prove bal chov din zeburis iko lemelach de bal chov be idis, because pachas tibakelim is what is Edis. V'rabadu d'ukmo b'beinis k'dei shelo yira adam d'irana v'sadinal chaver v'lo yomek b'tfal v'enuk d'isa b'shpek anezakin. So who should we follow? Ula or Rafuna b'ed Rav Shua and Rav Papa? V'kaimu k'rapa b'ed Rav Shua d'basrei ninu. So they become the ones to dictate halacha k'mosam and not like Ula. Very interesting. So it comes out what we saw a minute before in the Mukhi Yosef, that this new variable in the Gemara of going Basa Meikara versus Basa Mekuvaina, depending on Rav Shimon versus Ula, this ends up impacting now, if you want to hold like Ravina and hold like the first Bryce and hold B'Shaloin Shem and hold that you get Beinness, you're going to have to hold a course not like Ula. But actually, it turns out that way because of Tosis Kasha, we end up assuming that the drush of Ula is in fact not correct, because the Harai, the Pasuk, is actually talking about a case of Meitav, and that's because Midoraisa, Dino, Shabachov is Be'idis. And the Chachamim downgraded him to Beinness. Okay, this Kash of Tosis, of course, has other answers. We have to see the Ramban in Bava Basra and a couple of other loose ends in the Sugya. We have the Ramban in Bava Basra. And I want to remind you also, there's a couple of small other things to look at, the Shita, the Degei Rabbi Shmuel and all of this. What is Rabbi Shmuel going to hold by Balchov? Rabbi Shmuel holds what by Nizikin? Meitav means Meitav De? What would you say by Balchov? Where does that fit in? Balchov Beinus of who? The Malveh or the Lover? You want to compare it to Nezikin, right? The Lover means you're making like the Mazik. So who should it be? Maybe it should be who? Maybe it should be of the Lover or the Malveh. Who's the equivalent of the Nizik? The one who's Tovea. Maybe the Malveh. Is that so? That's a Shita. So we keep Eger to look at. And there's a Rashba to come back to from the beginning of the Sugya. All right. Zayin Adar, I will say. Okay, can we see that Zayin Adar?